Hello and welcome, it's Richard McCann here, thanks for listening in. This is an audio boo, an audio recording, especially for speakers out there, because you know what, I came across something quite recently that I just thought, wow, so impressive and so easy to do, and I must start doing that, and I have started doing that, and it was quite simple. We had a speaker up at the Professional Speaking Association, Northeastern Region, his name was Gervais Finn, and he did it so skillfully. What he did was, he had a couple of conversations before he went on stage in the break. And what he did really well, he was able to incorporate elements of the conversations to the talk. He just did it so effortlessly, and I thought, my, I must start doing that, because it really did set him apart from other speakers. I was speaking quite recently at the Direct Selling Association convention, and three of my point, one of my first point was focus on the positive. My second point was we must be courageous, and my third point was never give up, and when it came to, here's an example of what I did. I got to talk about, got to be courageous, or courage creates confidence. And I said, where's Simon from Ella Pure, who I'd been speaking to earlier? I said, Simon, stand up. Everybody take a look at Simon. And they all turned around and looked at Simon at the back, little 20-year-old young guy. I said, Simon's just set up his own direct selling company, Ella Pure, age 20. And I thought, how fantastic, but how courageous is that? How many 20-year-old young men would do that? That takes guts, that takes courage, but doing the things that other people aren't prepared to do is what sometimes take us to a place that we never knew existed. So I involved somebody that they knew, I involved somebody in their audience, and it just set me apart from the other speakers that were there. Actually, I was the only outside speaker, so I was, you know, I was coming from a different angle anyway, so I'm not saying I was any better than them, but I was referring to people in the audience, and I did it three or four times throughout my presentation. I did it again. A few weeks ago, up in Falkirk in Scotland, where I was speaking to Clean Easy, one of my points was never give up. And just before my presentation, so I did this strategically, I had a chat with a guy called Craig. Craig had just won the Direct Seller of the Year, massive turnover, over £2 million, I think it was, and he just won this this UK award. And I asked him, did you ever feel like giving up? And he said, yeah, in the first 3 months, yes, I did. When it came to me speaking about never giving up, what did I do? I mentioned Craig. I said, where's Craig? Craig stood at the back. You all know Craig. And they did all know Craig, because he's like a hero in Clean Easy. I said, Craig, I was speaking to Craig earlier, and he told me that in his first 3 months, he thought about giving up. There'll be people in front of me right now who are just entering this organisation, this industry, that will think about giving up. And I urge you not to do it. If Craig had done it, he wouldn't have been the person he is today. Another great example of incorporating people in the audience that they may know, incorporating their stories, their messages, or conversations that you'd had with them into your presentation. It will set you apart from other speakers, because most of them won't be doing it. There you go. If you're a speaker, that's one for you to think about. If you're not, pass this message to a speaker that you know. Either way, have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you or connecting with you very soon. RichMcCann.co.uk, over and out.